they are, but there are also problems in that region because you have water vapor in the air. So we have some obscuring problems. Let me repeat the question for the purposes of the recording. The question was, can we actually look at wavelengths above 1,000 to possibly use that as points of detection for water purposes? And the only proviso that we have there is that water is in the atmosphere and we have some interferences from that. So we've stayed away from the areas where we knew that we had other interferences that we would have to deal with. There are a few other directions that we're trying to go into as far as doing rapid scouting from satellites. We haven't talked about that at this time. We've done work with people at NASA looking at the Hyperion imagery, and it looks like some of the work that we have done on using ratios can be used to analyze some of that Hyperion data. Typically, what we did with the Hyperion data is image on the same day that we imaged the same plot with the airborne platform.
I want to acknowledge my co-author of this presentation, Dr. Roger Leonard. In my presentation, first, I will have a brief introduction about the Kumbor species in Louisiana and Texas. Now, my talking will focus on an F2 screen for detecting rare BT-resistant anneal in the sugarcane borer. Now, we're just a little bit about if this F2 technique can be used more widely. In Louisiana, at least three Kumbor species we can find from cornfield: the European Kumbor, the Southwest Kumbor, and the...
Good morning. I was asked to give like a historical perspective of our monitoring program, a program that began 10 years ago. And I'm going to touch on the main methodological improvements or switches or research that we have done, and also the direction that our unit is going currently. It has been a great time these 4 past years of dealing with these insects that are concerned for cotton growers. And definitely I have had the fortune to have the backup, the advice of many of you. Probably this is not all the inclusive list, but these 40 cooperators, they have been giving me a really good kind of framework to work with. Still, all the mistakes remain solely for myself. I cannot say that I kind of invented or I adopted all the methodology from nowhere. Before I joined ARS, Dr. Sommerford for 5 years did all the legwork or most of the legwork and took a lot of the heat that I didn't get previously. So I'm going to talk about what happened in the past 4 years that has been my responsibility. First of all, giving you a perspective, tobacco bollworm, even though cotton growers fear it and has been reported to be one of the main cotton pests in the past 20 some years, actually is a pest that is hard to find. And it's not just my opinion. You just look at the trends of pheromone catches, males that are capturing traps, and has been a really steady decline over the past